Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
You're invited. Join Bloomies in the Mosaic District for an art stroll on Saturday, June 18th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and shop one-of-a-kind art by local artists. Pop by with your family and friends to also enjoy Bites by Colada Shop. And watch Chalk Riot in action as they paint the sidewalk murals in front of our store. Plus, get store-wide savings during our Buy More, Save More event. See you there.
What are we plugging in this week?
Oh, my mum's 1920s hairdryer. You're going to love it.
It's podcast 69! Oh! Everybody's favourite number.
Oh, 69, 69, wine and dine, I'm 69.
Wow. And do you know what's poignant about the date of this podcast going out this Thursday?
Go on, no, tell us.
Tell us, tell us. Glenn, do tell us.
It's going out only on your birthday, Yvette. Woohoo!
Remember, it was the 23rd day in September.
Do you know the weird thing is, this isn't the first time she's had 69 and a birthday treat.
Is that right, Carl? Something you want to embellish us with?
Yeah, I used to lick a vagina.
Oh, right, of course.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That was back in the day when I shaved.
Okay, well, I've got you a bit of a treat.
No, you haven't.
I have. Oh. Thought you might like this. It's yes.
I was not expecting that. Gin and rhubarb.
Fizz. Yeah.
Oh, lean over so I can snog your face.
Bring it in.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Happy birthday.
Oh, my God.
And that's not all. Oh. I know we've got cake served up by Angela.
Oh.
But there's something else.
Oh, my God. How exciting. You sneaky, sneaky little devils.
Oh, yes. It wouldn't be a birthday without, in the modern day...
What have we got?
Birthday Krispy Kreme!
Oh my God!
Birthday Krispy Kreme above here.
Carl, open up those bad boys.
Mother!
And of course you get first dibs.
Oh, I do. You didn't have to bake the cake, delicious as it is. Let's make space.
Oh,
Yvette
moves.
There we are.
There she goes.
Wow.
Oh my goodness me.
Oh, can you freeze him?
Oh, shall I go first dibs?
Hang on, let's get a picture of you.
Oh, yes.
Turn around.
Fabulous.
That'll be the podcast picture.
Oh, my goodness me. Look at that. Oh,
my word.
The smell.
It's a heart attack waiting to happen, isn't it, really?
Yeah, great stuff.
Well, it is my birthday, so I'm going to go for that one. Thank you, Glenn.
You're welcome.
You can't not have them.
You can't not have them.
And you can always have more than one.
What have you gone for?
I've gone for the... I don't know what it is.
You've got no cream in the middle of
that one. You need one of the four ones, not one of the ones with the hole in the middle.
I like the one with the holes in the middle. Come on, everybody, dive in.
Do you know why they have holes in the middle?
Really? So you can shag them.
No. This is the actual truth. Why a donut has a hole in the middle. This is because when they were developed, they were developed in America.
Yeah.
And when they cooked them, you couldn't cook the whole thing. You either, if the centre was cooked, the outside would be burnt.
Gotcha.
So they used to take the middle out so that
it would cook evenly properly.
Yeah, because otherwise it would be raw.
Nice.
And that is why there is a hole in the centre of a donut.
I'm just
there we go.
Obviously now they can cook them through.
So what about the polo mint then?
Sorry?
What about the polo
It was the blank look from Carl's face.
Right, I'm going to...
Sorry.
Who's next? Oh, Glenn, you bought these, so you should...
No, no.
So lovely of you, Glenn.
Carl, I insist.
No,
because the look of glee on your face when I brought the box out from under the table.
Oh, my goodness. You've got to go for that one, that great big one thing there.
If you're telling me to, I will.
Go for the great big one. Ladies next.
Come on, it's my birthday.
Yeah,
no. Yeah.
Pass those over. Thank you, Glenn. Do you know what a lovely thought?
A dozen crispy creams for you to go.
I just wish you could have more birthday, sweetie. Mm.
Put one on your plate, Agnes.
Is there some with cream inside?
Yep.
Which ones do you think they are?
The solid ones, the ones without the hole.
The ones without the hole.
Oh, my God, Mum.
Yeah, because the ones with the hole, you would see the cream, wouldn't you?
What? Say that again.
Nothing.
No, wait a minute. What did you say? No.
Something about no cream.
I don't get it either.
If there was a hole in the middle, I'd see the cream.
There's no map, is there? You don't actually know which ones you're getting. But
no, it's not like a box of chocolates, is it?
I'll go with that chocolate.
I actually start to feel a bit sick now.
Well,
I'm so full.
You could take those home with you if you don't want to eat them all during this rusty podcast.
Love you. Amazing.
Happy birthday.
We will absolutely thoroughly enjoy those. Or might even take them to the bedroom, eh, what?
Oh, now I'm starting to enjoy donuts.
Nay, there'll be more than one hole.
You can hold a donut in each hand and one somewhere else.
Hey, there you go.
Fantastic. I suppose you don't want me to open up the ordinary podcast snacks then to officially declare the podcast open now that you've got the donuts and we've just had some cake.
I think we've kind of...
Yeah, but we have to. Is it officially open? Well, this would be an unofficial 69 podcast if we don't have the...
We've got to open it up. Come on then. You know, look at it. Look at him. You know, he loves it, doesn't he? Oh, look at his little face. He's got more tricks up his sleeve.
It's the white fingers again from Ben Tudor and Michaela Thomas. It's the last box.
It's the last box, Mark. She'll go through like a beaver on heat.
Last box of fingers.
And, of course, for the munchies as well, we've got Pringles, everybody.
Look, what flavour?
Honey glazed ham flavours.
Are they vegetarian?
Yes, it says on the back.
Well, yes, vegetarian. It's got a ticker.
Isn't that good? Well, we might have to have a go at those.
It's not real ham, you see. It's
not real. You have to give that a go, Mum. Honey glazed ham flavour Pringles. You'll have to give it a go. Let's open them.
Give it a pop.
Give it a
so
pop.
So you can't stop.
Right. There we go.
I've said this.
You've
many
said
times
it before.
Before.
You have. Yeah. You have.
But it's a lie.
And we know.
Yeah.
There we go.
That's
Mother,
the podcast
try.
If
be our
sound.
Guinea pig and try.
How are shut honey, me down before I said it again.
Honey roast ham.
Well, I like honey roast ham.
I know
sandwich.
You do. Well, what's
what
it like?
It's
a crisp.
Like?
Oh, Christ, the suspense is killing me.
I love how we've got to test them first.
I know.
It's all right.
Oh, we waited all that time for
go.
That.
Salty.
Bit salty.
The ham can be salty.
No, after you.
No, I couldn't. I can't actually fit another thing in my mouth.
In that case.
There you go.
Pork can be salty, she says.
Mm. Nice.
Mm, good.
We like.
Yeah.
Hey, it's officially open.
Officially
it's
open.
Started. Mm. Ching, ching.
Ching, ching. Happy birthday.
Thank
that's
you.
Good. Good choice, Glenn.
Mm. Thank you. Thank
you're
you.
You're welcome. Fill your boots.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I can move now, actually, to be honest.
Uh-huh. Well, I can. You know I move when I chink my glass.
She does. Sorry, what was that?
Did you not think it was a little bit salty?
It is quite salty, yeah. Mm. Well, some people like that, don't they, Angela?
No, I suppose they do, yeah.
How was your day?
How was your day?
Ah, well, my day has been extraordinarily average.
In what way?
Just nothing really happened.
I can't believe
well,
that.
Well, I have a wonderful day because I have to wake up next to this beautiful person next to me, which is an absolute blessing, and
yes.
I love every second
Glenn,
of it.
What are you doing in my bed?
Yeah.
It's so comfortable.
No, it's lovely, and we always have a nice day, and we went out for lunch today, didn't we, and we had a nice time.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, the service wasn't up to much, was it?
Do you find this, though? Didn't you think service has gone downhill?
Yes.
Mm.
I mean, smile.
No, and I tell you what, where we went today, it was a little cafe in Knutsford, and the girl was practically throwing the plates at us.
Really?
Here.
Was it Paul O'Grady?
Yeah, here, Avis. I wanted to complain. But I just thought, there's no point. There's actually no point. And that also reminds me, a few days before today, me and my mum went again to Knutsford, because I like Knutsford. We went to the gardener's cottage there, which is a little cafe.
Nice, though.
I paid £50 for an afternoon tea for two.
That's a lot of money.
£50. It was shite.
Was it really?
It was shocking. It was just was not worth. It might have been worth $18.99 at a push.
Never.
Oh, but it was so bad. You got three little shitty sandwiches each. You got
all home cooked and home baked.
They weren't
nothing
in absolutely.
It was awful for the amount of money that you paid for. And I'm not going to moan anymore because it's very boring. But so I'm not having much luck with service and going out. I would love to go for an afternoon tea and really have a wow. Oh my God, that was an amazing time, and I haven't yet.
Well, could I just say I was watching what do you call that place where you're looking in the country. It's gonna go.
I am. I'm looking at you like now, going, "What the friggin' hell are you talking about?"
You've just made some sounds. You've not made any words.
Countryvale. No. Where they're looking for houses in the country.
A place in the country.
A place in the country.
Not that difficult, was it?
It's the medication.
Oh no.
No, and they were showing. I think it was South Yorkshire, and they were having tea for two. And it was beautiful.
Was it Auntie Betty's?
No, it wasn't. No, we've been there, haven't we?
We have been to Auntie Betty's. Do you mean, Betty's tea room?
Betty's tea room. But, however, it was just beautiful. They'd got long glasses full of something that looked like perhaps creme caramel or whatever you call it.
Oh my God!
With cherry on the top and all sorts going on, lovely little sandwiches, loads of different kinds of cakes.
And I bet that didn't cost them 50
beautiful,
quid.
Beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
Oh well, there you go. And another thing,
really nice.
And another thing, while I'm on the subject, and I'll shut up because I've taken the floor too long.
Carl's got
it's not my birthday.
Well, not while we're recording that.
No. Anyway,
I'm confused.
While I'm on the subject, I want to complain. Is there anybody out there in the Cheshire area that would like to become mine and Carl's gardener? Because, my God, we have tried everything apart from Carl standing naked in the middle of the road with a bloody rose bush up his arse to try and ask if a gardener will come and do our garden. We can't get anybody.
I think I know what the problem is. It's because your garden is actually quite steep, so what you're actually looking for is an uphill gardener, isn't it?
I know. I thought, here comes a joke. Oh my God, get him off now. Where's the hook? Grab him round the neck and pull him off.
That's what you're looking for.
Yeah, shut up.
And it's too much effort for him.
Well, anyway, like I say, please get in touch at this address, Agnes. What is it?
Just as she's about to take a drink.
Go on, Agnes. What's the address?
anytimepodcast.com.
Yeah! She's getting slicker by the day.
Hello at anytimepodcast.com.
Anyway, if there's anybody out there, a gardening company, a gardener, please, will you get in touch?
We actually had someone come around to look at the electrics on the house.
Yeah.
And I know it's real because we've got them on CCTV. I spent probably 40 minutes talking to him about the stuff we need to do, and he went, "This is great, yeah, fine. I'll send you a quote and we'll go from there." About sort of 3 weeks later, I phoned up and I said, "I'm just checking to see if the quote," and they said, "Well, who came over to you?" And I turned to them and said, "Oh, he's here. I'll just get him on the phone." He just said he's never come around to your house. I said, "He has." I said, "Because I've got him on CCTV. We've not got you in the book. He's not come around there. He's never been around there." And that was it.
Wow. Did they hang up, did they?
Maybe it was a ghost.
No, it wasn't. It was just bad fucking service, as we keep saying.
I know.
People, unfortunately, there are so many people that don't want to work. Mm-hmm. They actually want everything handed to them on a plate. And it's like you were saying earlier about going into places for lunch or whatever. Is it part of the job of serving someone food or drink is to just have a smile? That is actually part of the job.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't do that, fuck off and let somebody else have the job that needs it.
I mean, we always smile when we do our jobs.
Are you smiling?
Oh, watch Agnes, her teeth will fall out. Hey?
Do you remember the old National petrol stations? Service with a smile, they used to say.
Yes.
Service with a smile and a smurf. as well.
The customer was always right at one time, but they're not anymore.
That's the biggest problem when they go, we will not have any abuse to our staff. Anything. It's like, well, fuck off, make your staff actually stop giving us abuse. I mean, it's like you go to a doctor's. The receptionist wants more fucking information than the doctor does.
Can you tell us I'm going to have to ask what your problem is before I put you through the doctor? Oh, I've got vaginal warts as big as fucking grapefruit.
It's not their business, though, is it?
Oh, I'll put you through. That was what Agnes said last week.
Are you a qualified medical person? No, I'm not.
It's all gone. And I think, did we mention this on the last podcast?
Yeah.
Where Jasmine, I can't say, yes I can, when my friend Jasmine, she went into the doctor and told her the first, you know, she got a headache or whatever. And then she said, and while I'm here, can I just talk to you about myself? No, sorry, you're only allotted a certain amount of time and you're only allowed one...
Complaint.
Medical complaint per...
How dare you have multiple problems as a human being?
It's all wrong. We've had our good old moan there, haven't we?
Yeah, haven't we?
Eh? Anyway, how was your day, Glenna?
How was my day? I had a day reminiscing around my mum's house today.
Oh, did you?
I wanted to check with something, whether I imagine it, because obviously it's late summer, early autumn, but the ice cream van's still going around the streets.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was a false memory or something about when we were really small. My mum used to take us up to Scotland to see her family and her parents and everything like that. So when the ice cream van used to come round up in Courtbridge there, Nana used to send us out to get the ice creams, but also to buy her some cigarettes from the van as well. And not only that, when you were there looking at the ice creams, he was selling everything over the counter in that little van. You could have bought your ice creams, your chalk ices, your screwballs, your cigarettes, cabbage, cauliflower, carrots, all the latest fruit and veg that was there on the shelf as well.
True.
I couldn't believe it. Am I right, though? Is that really... Yeah, it was.
You used to be able to get fags, didn't you, from your ice cream, man?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, but kids used to be able to get fags.
Yeah, the kids used to get
one fag as well in a match.
I remember it. One match, yeah.
Droylston Youth Centre. It was the centre every Friday night, and it was, you could buy one cigarette. Mm. I never did, because I didn't smoke then. But, one cigarette.
That reminds me of your dad as well. When we were just first married, you could buy some cigarettes. I think it was Woodbines. And he just used to get... the five packets at the time.
Mm.
He just used to get two out.
Two out of the packet?
Two out of the packet, yeah.
Oh, yeah, wow. Over the counter. Oh, you opened up the packet and you could buy...
I see, you'd ask for, I want two, and then they'd break a packet. Oh, I see. Yes. Right.
Wow.
But that was the thing, though, isn't it? Is it strange how everything changes to the degree now? Like, I mean, I don't know what cigarettes are, but I think they're about 10 or a pack now.
10.75
Who the hell can afford to smoke?
I know. It's crazy, isn't
it? And if you're a chain smoker, my God, how much that must cost you. It must be like a mortgage.
Yeah, easy.
Yes. Well, if you use 40 a day, that's 20 quid a day.
Yeah. That's almost like 1 hour's parking in Manchester.
Not quite, almost, yeah.
Isn't it?
So that was your day. You were reminiscing.
Yeah, reminiscing with mum, just checking whether I didn't have any false memories there in that respect. But yeah, turns out it was all true.
It was all true. How was your day, Carl?
Well, if you said you were reminiscing, I found an old book. I've only ever read a couple of books in my life. I'm not a huge reader.
Was it a colouring book?
Yeah. No, it was a book that I've had since I was a kid called Tommy and the Lion. Because you probably won't remember, but when I was a kid, you see, I was quite scared of everything.
Yeah,
I was quite timid, and I remember getting this book about Tommy and the Lion, and it's about this kid who's scared of everything, and he's scared of bullies and all this kind of stuff, and he has this little lion that he keeps in his back pocket that materialises, makes him brave, and then he realises one day that he doesn't need the lion because
lovely sentiment.
And do you know what? It's weird because I was saying this to Yvette, because I didn't know if you know, but Yvette's a children's author.
She's a children's author, you know.
I do know.
Hey,
what about that then?
You never underestimate the power of a children's book. Because that book, and it's only when I saw it again, because I do think of it a lot. And throughout my life, I've always thought of that book when I've got a bit scared and got a bit, even as an adult, you know, because that scared little boy in all of us comes out, the little girl in us comes out, and the little girl comes out of me quite a lot. But and you kind of remember the book, and somehow it still has that effect on you to get you over that crisis or that feeling, and you kind of go, it's like with your books, your books are going to speak to people, kids, as well as adults, for years to come. And that's why you should never underestimate
the power
even
of the written
basic
word.
Of children's books, the power of a kid's book.
So, speaking of the kid's book, it's the end of the month.
Yes. It's out on the 30th of September.
Yeah.
That was a great segue.
That was a great segue.
Do you know, he's a professional, you know.
He is.
I used to be. Nobody wants me anymore.
Oh, we want you, Glenn. And they're bloody stupid.
To be honest, if they did want you, it'd be an insult.
Well, that's very true.
Because we want someone to just spout some boring shit that no one listens
that's
to.
That's a very good point. Well made, yes. We've had that conversation, haven't we?
30th of September it comes out, The Ghost Hunter Chronicles.
It's so exciting.
Book one, The House in the Woods. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited, but nervous.
Yes. Well, it's understandable.
Yeah.
But, you know, you've got a bit of a track record already now, haven't you? So you'll get a good reaction.
It's already been a bestseller.
I know.
Yeah, that's true.
You've got... I mean, there's so many people behind it and love it. I mean, the people who have had sort of pre-orders and... Mm. Yeah, certainly there's people who've had it on Kindle. Somehow they've managed to download it on...
They've tracked it down already.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's so funny because I honestly, truly believe... I used to say, sort of, not prayers, but talk to my dad. You know, people that know me know my dad passed on over 10 years ago. But I'd say, come on, Dad, you know, get somebody to help me, help me, help me. You know, I really need help with this. And sometimes I'll be writing, because I'll write longhand first, and I'll look back at, like, read the paragraph that I've just... And I thought, I didn't write that.
Wow.
How the hell's that? How have I come up with that? Where's that come from? And I truly believe that I do get help from up there.
It's quite possible, isn't it?
Well, I know I'm certainly not comparing myself to Paul McCartney, dear God, but he actually dreamt... of yesterday, the tune. He didn't get the words till later, but the actual melody and the tune, and he woke up with it in his head. And lots of famous people and people that have done books and, you know, songs and stuff have dreamt them first. Where has that dream come from?
It's come from somewhere, clearly. I mean, the brain's a powerful organ, almost as powerful as the penis. But...
We got, do you know, for this podcast, we've gone a little bit intelligent.
Well, this is exciting. It's your birthday, but also the book's coming out. It's a big deal.
We
can't publicise it on our own podcast, when can we publicise it?
Well, this is very true. And podcast aside, I would like to invite you,
yes,
and you and you and you to a little evening for a little meal for us all.
I don't know, that sounds nice.
Celebrate birthdays and books and things. That'd be nice.
Anyone else out there who's listening?
Yeah, exactly. And a gardener that wants to come and do our garden.
The uphill gardener.
I know. So now, ladies, your days.
Did you do anything together today?
I didn't do anything really today. Now, wait a minute. I did do something today.
Did you shoot yourself?
No.
You did that last week.
No. No, I did finish off some gardening that I'd done. And like you...
Was it uphill?
No. Like you, I could not find anybody. I mean, how many times have you had these things posted through your door? No job too small.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And I'd got a pile of...
That's the best chat line to me.
No job too small, yeah. Is it?
It's perfect for me. It's all tiny down there.
Yes, I had this small...
medium or large?
A pile of foliage
oh, right,
in the garden.
Yes.
Chopped down the trees and what have you. And there was only a bit there, because I ended up doing it myself anyway, so there wasn't that much. But I tried and tried. Three emails I sent to these no job too small gardeners. Yeah. No reply from any of them. Two phone call messages. No reply from any
What's
of them.
What's going on?
It's like you say, and they just don't want work. Or these jobs are too small for them. They only want big jobs that will pay them big money.
We are the big jobs, and they're not
not a big job. And
but what annoys you is, it's like these are the people that, because they're busy at the moment, they haven't got the courtesy to get back to you and say, do you know, thanks so much for you. I'm really busy at the moment. Can't get to you by this time. That's fine.
Till they
but
come
the fact
knock
you
on
just
your
ignore you, and then when it gets to winter and it all goes a bit horribly wrong, then they're all going, can we do something?
Yeah,
for fuck
you.
Off.
Yeah, yeah. I would love to do that, yeah. Sorry, where are you from? I'd shut the door in their face.
Go on,
yeah.
Just say fuck off, go on, just say.
Oh, no, I couldn't say that.
No, I can't. Somebody's ringing, just
say, I don't care.
Oh, Mrs. Fielding, you left a message 6 months ago about coming to collect some sticks in your back garden. Do you still want the work? Do you still...
Oh, fuck off.
Hey!
I've gone faint. I'm remember when you taught me to say that.
I was
that
just going to say that. Mum says that she never swore before she met Carl.
Never did.
I actually never heard her swear, I have to say.
Wow.
And then she met this reprobate.
And we were driving, let me tell you.
Go on, sorry.
We were driving somewhere in the little purple Corsa that I just got given from you. We were driving somewhere and you were sat. And you were at the back of me, you must have been.
I was at the back of you, yeah.
And you kept saying, go on, say it. And I said, no, no, not say it. Go on, say it. Go on, boy, say it, say it. And you kept pushing and pushing, and I wouldn't say it. And then suddenly, my seat's going up.
Oh, he's starting.
And up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And up, I'm getting back.
He's pushing his seat forward, more closer to the steering wheel.
And I mean, like this I am, and I said,
and then he stopped.
And then he stopped, and I've never been the same since.
I know, you're just a dirty mouth. Dirty mouth whore,
awful,
aren't you, Mother?
Yeah. No, only on podcast nights.
You sound really normal. Only on podcast nights. How was your day, Agnes?
Oh, well, it's another phone call thing you get. And hello, Mrs. Hunt. I said, who is it? Just inquiring if how's your solar panels doing?
What?
I said, solar panels? I says, I haven't got solar panels. Where'd you get your information from?
He said, from People's Friend.
I says, well, I haven't a clue what you're talking about, so... So fuck off.
Yay! I love you, Agnes. There's something about the elderly swear, and it gets us every time,
great,
doesn't
it?
It's when your mum swears in front of the sun. It's kind
right,
of a...
Not right.
Yeah.
I think it's brilliant.
I love it.
Should we get Will out the cupboard?
Why not?
Yay! Correspondent Corner. Another message from another caller. Correspondent Corner. Leave a message and we might get back to you. Yay! We all went, hey, hey.
Would you like to do the honours?
Oh, go
podcast?
On then.
There you go.
Okay.
Okay.
You change your name. This person is called Katie Kitchen. Oh. It's not a it's not a horrible name. It's a lovely name, but it's
an actor's name.
It's an actor.
Katie Kitchen.
Hello, yes, Katie Kitchen. Yes. Well, hello, Katie Kitchen. And, well, hello there, you lovely lot. Yvette, Carl, Glenneth, the mothers, Ranty Rick. Not Randy Rick. Mary and the Watson to our Sherlock. He is our schnauzer. Thank you so much for making these. I laugh so much when I listen to the podcast. My favourite section was the episode where Yvette read out a list sent in of historical words for the vagina. It had me crying with laughter. Unfortunately, the school bus pulled up to drop my son off amidst my giggle fit. Surprisingly, I did not try to explain the mild hysteria. Words for your mothers has certainly expanded my vocabulary. So thank you, Agnes and Angela, for educating me. So cheers to you lovely cheesy ballers for keeping me smiling through the most random months, and thank you for making it weekly. It is a highlight. Love and light, Katie Kitchen.
Ooh, thank you, Katie Kitchen. That was very
Katie
polite
Kitchen
of you.
Katie Kitchen with a lovely name.
One of our greatest actors is Michael Kitchen, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Oh, do you?
I do.
In
like
a sexy way.
Yes.
Oh, you like? Is that yes. the dandelion yes. murder guy?
Yes,
yes. What's the other thing
no,
we love to watch?
Foyle's
War. I love
that. Dandelion Dead was the...
Yes. But I first got this attraction to him in that... it was a drama. It was ever so good. And it was Robson Green in it. Was it not Robson Green?
Soldier?
No, it's The Affair or something.
Yeah. What was it called? Do
I didn't watch it, but I remember you going on. She wouldn't shut up about it.
I recorded it on tape, but... You can't watch it now, but
I bet it's on Amazon.
Really
I bet
nice.
It'll be set out there somewhere.
But what's it called?
The Affair?
No, it wasn't called The Affair.
Oh, we really
get
got up, Foyle's War, didn't we?
Get past me my phone. We did. Do you know, why don't we start, after we finish Frost, why don't we start with Foyle's War all over again?
Because we know who's killed people.
No, I can't remember that. So, drama with Kitchen and...
Robson Green.
Well, I'm going to go on.
She was lovely and all, wasn't she? The woman he went off with.
Never saw
an
it.
An elderly one, beautiful, lovely hair, and a very well known actress.
She loved this programme, but she kept going on and on about it. I never watched it.
Was it Touching Evil?
No.
Reckless.
Yes.
Reckless. Reckless. One to watch for you ladies out there. Glenn's face. Game. He did this. He went, like, see, I've got it.
It was only the second one in the suggestion list.
There you go, see.
So can you tell me who was in it?
Francesca Annis.
That's it. I think she's lovely. An older
David Bradley's in it as well.
I don't know who any of these people are.
David Bradley played the caretaker in Harry Potter, in the school caretaker.
Oh, Mr. Finch.
Filch, yes.
We met him, didn't we, Mr. Beattie?
Is he nice?
Yeah, we got a picture of him somewhere on our laptop. He was ever so nice.
He also replayed the William Hartnell part of Doctor Who in Doctor Who as well.
You and your sci-fi. You love it, don't
love
you?
Love a bit of sci-fi.
He loves a bit of sci-fi.
He's in that as well. So
there you go, see? There we are.
Next email comes from Martin Moriarty in Walsall.
Moriarty, a bit of Sherlock Holmes there. Yeah. Is that really his surname?
Yeah, it will be. Martin Moriarty in Walsall, and then puts, that's in the Midlands, you know, Jenny.
Hi, Jenny.
Good to know. Hi, people of the podcast. Hope you're all well and absolutely loving the weekly podcast. The other day on Twitter, Richard Osman shared a tweet, top three TV theme tunes. After much thought, I came up with The Equalizer, The Fall Guy and Airwolf. Can you remember how any of those went, by the way?
Do the first one. Guy.
The Equalizer.
No idea.
Fall Guy's, I'm not the kind of kiss and tell.
But I told ladies, so fine, but open drawbridge and Tarzan from a vine, because I'm the unknown stuntman that makes Eastwood look so fine.
Very good. I think we get one out of three for that.
Yeah.
What's Airwolf?
Airwolf is that helicopter, which is very powerful. I wasn't a big fan of that. The Equalizer, Edward Woodward was in that, wasn't he?
I thought Edward Woodward was very good.
Now, he was married to Michelle Dutrice, who we mentioned in a previous podcast.
Dutrine?
Dutrice. She was played Frank Spencer's wife in Some Others Do Have Him.
She did.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
so there you go.
Edward Woodward was married to her. So that's his top three. And then he said, my inner kid came out and said, how can Airwolf be better than Fraggle Rock? Now, with this in mind, the child and me decided to have my own top three, which are Fraggle Rock, Danger Mouse and The Wombles. What are your top three tunes, TV tunes of all time, Martin Moriarty?
Oh, top TV tunes of all time.
Top for me has got to be Randall Hopkirk. One of the best theme tunes ever.
You like that?
And in that instance, we were talking about that the other week, weren't we? And I mentioned the theme from The Champions was also one of my favourite theme tunes of all time.
Persuaders was good.
Persuaders, yeah.
Joe 90
Zed
for me.
Cars, you can't beat that.
Zed Cars, which is what Everton football team run out to at their home games these days.
Do they?
Yeah, and have done for many a year.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow, see?
And of course, my all-time favourite, of course, has to be
Blue Peter.
No.
Most Haunted.
No.
Sea View.
No. That was a terrible theme tune.
I can't remember the Sea View theme.
Should we play it in now?
Was it by the Radiophonic Workshop?
No. Should we play it in now?
Play it in live now.
Let's play it in live now. But I hated it. I remember listening to it when it first came out. It was on the telly. Because the first time we heard it was actually on the telly, wasn't it? And I remember going, what the hell is that? It's the most untrendiest, awful, embarrassing theme. I was so embarrassed by it. I thought it was awful.
It's really weird when I watch that, because I look at you there and I think to myself, you're actually my wife now. And it's funny to see you.
I had the biggest knockers ever going.
Yeah, I can't say. I'm not going to watch
sleepers.
That, has
it? You had your sleepers.
I had my sleepers in. On. Yeah.
Very good, your impersonation. Nice picture of Blackpool Tower at the start there as well.
And now for the cha-cha-cha. And you see, all the people were just looking at the clip now in the first scene. These were all my school friends at the drama school.
Oh, yeah.
They were all part of the whole thing. There's Ange. There's Ange, the best friend who played tennis. And none of them were speaking to me at the time.
Cha-cha. I'm doing the cha-cha.
You're still doing the samba.
I'm not. Listen to the music.
He was smoking then.
What's he doing?
So you get him from the ice cream, man?
Yeah! He did, but he only looked about 12, or didn't he? But he was like 16.
Wow.
And he smoked. Do you remember he came to our little bedsit that we had in London when we were filming?
Yeah.
And I was gobsmacked that he said, "Do you mind if I smoke?" And you said, "Well, I don't know." And he said, "Well, I am 16. And he was. And I remember going, "Oh my God, he's smoking. He's supposed to play my little brother who's like 11,
wow.
You know. It was
yeah,
weird.
Did
it
Isn't it funny, you were doing, you were actually at drama school, and the whole idea of being at drama school was to get you know, stuff on your parts on telly and theatre and whatever. And when you got that, all the so-called friends you had there, they stopped speaking to you, didn't they? And they were absolutely appalling to you. And to every single one of you, if you're listening to this, you're all a bunch of bastards.
And I'd had
jealous bastards.
I'd had lessons all on my own because
yeah.
they refused to speak to me. But the only one person who I still speak to now is my beautiful best friend, Ange.
Oh,
and
good
she,
for Ange.
You can still see her in that first opening scene dancing
Tennis
away.
Ange.
Tennis
nice.
Ange.
So you've got some happy memories there.
Yeah.
But shame about the theme tune, by the way.
Oh, shocking theme
yeah.
tune.
Yeah.
Shock
crazy.
What's your top three?
Well, one of them I suppose was Knight Rider, because I thought that was
iconic.
Of its time,
yeah,
and it is iconic.
That's a good one.
And a lot of the American TV shows, they had they always had a voiceover explaining what the program was
yeah.
about.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
I think the other one was Battlestar Galactica,
right.
which was with Dirk Benedict in as well. That's it's just a nice orchestra. I think one of the Philharmonics, the LA Philharmonic
right.
Orchestra, did that theme. And one we were talking about coincidentally, actually, before we started recording, and it was about a detective drama, Crazy Like a Fox. That was just a really funky theme tune as well.
And you really like that. There's a programme called, it's a drama, and it was called The Chamomile Lawn.
Yes.
And it was Mary Wesley's dramatisation. She wrote the book and then it came out on telly. And I think it was in like six parts. And I've watched that about five or six times over the years and I love it. But the theme tune for that is absolutely beautiful, and it's called something. When they pluck violins,
yes,
it's actually called something, and it's taken
like a staccato
from,
type.
Yeah, it's they took it from a classical piece, because I tried to find it on iTunes because I wanted to listen to it and I couldn't. And it's taken from a classical piece, and they made it specially for the Chamomile Lawn.
And hopefully, this will be the theme now. I've picked a programme, an episode out. So, it's got Felicity Kendall in.
It's gorgeous.
I'm a string plucker. I'm a string plucker's friend.
So there you go. Joe 90 in that.
Well, I mentioned obviously the champions before as well. So that means I've got four themes as well. That I've,
you can have four.
Kind of four. But,
yeah, I like the champion the Wonder Horse as well.
Oh, yeah.
Champion the Wonder Horse.
I'm surprised that wasn't a Northern English type programme. Champion.
Champion, all right. Champion, all
right. Champion Wonder Horse.
Do you have favourite theme tunes, ladies?
No.
End up. Leave it like that.
The news.
What about Bogle's Wood?
Last of the Summer Wine.
Oh, yeah, that'll be theirs. Yeah. Anyway, moving on.
Moving on.
Yes, thank you for that email. Much appreciated.
Yeah.
We've got a great email here from, let's see. Oh, goodness me. I'm not sure if I've put the name on this one, which is very rude of me.
Have you noticed how Glenn doesn't need glasses yet?
Well, if
he's
I
bastard,
push the paper further away from it. I did the other week, remember? This says, "Hi, guys. Wow, so good to hear you weekly. Caught up with the last 2 weeks last night whilst ironing. If anybody has seen me laughing, they would have called the straitjacket peeps. And where do you get the chocolate anus from?" Also, that's reminded me.
Oh, God, more treats.
Yes, Hannah, who I bumped into at a Most Haunted event the other night, she's brought me some chocolate tits.
Oh,
nice.
Look at those. We must try a chocolate tit or two.
Who wouldn't?
Oh,
yes.
Wow. So where do they get them from?
I've
do they get them
no
from like
idea.
Aunt Summers or somewhere?
So you can have white chocolate or milk chocolate
oh,
chocolate
I
tits.
Oh, I think I'm going to go
are,
for
they're
the...
full tits, aren't they? Not
they
just
are.
One tit.
Like
each
the whole
one is
of
tits.
It's like the upper half of a torso.
I'm
going to
take a picture of it.
It's like Glenn and me together, isn't it?
Yes, our man boobs.
Excellent.
Carl, have a chocolate tit.
I'll have a dark chocolate.
And just get your hands on my tits.
Just to show diversity.
There you go. Why not?
Mmm, you're nice. Good old mouthful.
Oh,
yeah. Nice
they
tits.
Are,
well,
you don't know whether to suck them or not, do you?
Licky,
licky. Well, it depends on sensitivity, isn't it?
Mmm.
No, very nice.
Delicious Marge.
Delicious Marge. Mm. Yeah, so you can have the last one. There were six in that packet.
I can't. I might save it for a bit. Mm, wow. It is my birthday.
Mm. Very, very sweet, aren't they? Mm.
Yeah. Sweet absolutely tits. Milk. Sweet, sweet tits.
You've got white chocolate there, and you've got milk chocolate there. Mm. Absolutely milk chocolate. Mm. Really does it for me.
Mm.
Good.
Oh, delicious. Delicious.
Slightly distracted whilst I just suck on this tit. Hang on.
That's what you get sitting on third date.
Hey. Oh my god.
That was quite big for my mouth, that was.
Was it?
Mm. Not complaining.
No.
So
motorbike.
Back to this email. Where did you get the chocolate anus? Also, I will support the Common Sense Party, so Rick for PM.
Yes.
I have just had my 6-monthly scan for lung cancer, and jumping with joy, this is my second clear scan. So
hooray! Bloody happy.
Just wanted to share my news, so never give up, never surrender. I remember Yvette putting up a video of a cyclist with sort of see-through shorts.
Yes.
Well, how about these? I think I would crash if I saw them. Photo attached. My nickname that my dad, bless him, called me, and I bloody hated it, was Old Knickerbocker Glory. So that's who sent in this email, Old Knickerbocker Glory. Glory, I don't know your real name. But look at those cycling shorts
no
on the picture.
No way. They're basically, they're just like nets. They are, that, ladies.
Yeah, net curtains for the bottom.
Oh, just so fucking
that's
stupid.
Just like
the cheeks sticking out.
Needs a good smack up the side of the head.
It's like he's wearing a string vest.
Oh, it's just ridiculous. But nobody wants to see that.
Mum's giggling like a schoolgirl.
Yeah, okay. But that's not real, is it? That's just been taken. That's
a great picture. That'll be a good caption competition.
It would be. But outrageous. Yeah. They're like, that to me, those trousers, those shorts, just look like, you know, those bags that you used to take to the greengrocers to put your vegetables in.
Yeah, the net bags.
Maggie, Tillian, to put a nail.
Oh, I know. That was a sister. Oh, dear.
Have another email
or
two.
Oh, well. This is from Dan Macri. Hi all, long time no write. I've been kept busy with my new job since moving back to Adelaide and having a ball. Mind you, there are some people in the company which have the most unfortunate of names. Looking at our staff directory, there are no less than 50 people worldwide with the first or last name of Dick Shit, or some variation of Shit, including, locally, a poor unfortunate soul named Susan Shit. However, Susan is much better off than a friend of mine's co-worker named Panda Anus. Been spending my spare time watching Most Haunted and having enjoyed every new episode thoroughly. Keep up the laughs, Dan Macri.
Thank you, Dan.
Pan da anus.
Pam
da anus.
Panda anus. No, it's panda anus.
Pan da anus.
No, just panda anus.
Is that the first name, panda?
It's spelt P-A-N-D-A.
Yeah.
Separate word, anus.
Those are the two. I've got
yes.
One long word.
No, panda anus.
Because for me, pan da anus.
Excuse me. Who the hell is called Susan Shit?
Susan.
Oh dear.
Why would you change your name?
You
for
would
God
change your name.
Sake,
she's probably proud
Miss
of it.
Susan Shit.
Very...
No.
Knowing her ancestors, there could be some pretty important
the
shits.
Contest, and there was a woman from Africa who was. Miss Shite.
Oh, yes, Miss Shite. She was called Miss Shite. We couldn't believe it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but don't forget, if they're from a different country, shit and shite it might mean something different.
Yeah.
You don't know. She might
well,
have
I just
proud
think,
of her
I
shit.
Think that's shit, really, quite frankly.
Imagine appearing on the TV game show Family Fortunes. It's the shits from Essex.
And never mind anus. Who calls themselves Panda? What's that noise? Anyway, shall I move on to the next email? This comes from Vicky Wilde. Hello! Yvette, Glenneth, Carl, the Moms and Watson and anyone else I've missed. Thank you so much for the fab podcast. I think of you guys whenever I see this sign. I live in New Zealand and I see a real estate sign around Auckland with this lady's name on it. I'm sorry, but when I look at it, I only see one word. Surely you change your name. We have just gone into lockdown again. What is the name then? There it is.
Yes, it's here.
Yeah. There's a farty noise. It's Carl moving on his chair.
It's this chair that I'm sitting on.
You don't blame me.
Oh, Analia Gentile. What's your name? My name's Gentile, Miss Gentile. Analia to you.
I don't see what's wrong with that
name. I bloody do. Analia. You think of anus and gently. Gentle, you know, gentle on the anus.
Yeah.
That's how my mind works. Maybe it's just me. We have just gone into lockdown again here in New Zealand. And honestly, you guys are just so wonderful to listen to. It's like having friends right here in my front room. Well, we are here in your front room, love. Put that down. Stop doing it to yourself. You guys are just the best blind. Therapy.
Put some clothes on.
Yes. As for whether the podcast should be weekly or monthly, you can never have too much laughter and merriment. So please, please, please stay as weekly. Please. Thank you all and take care. Heaps of love. Vicky Wilde. I'm never changing my name. Wilde makes me sound vaguely interesting and it's just too funny seeing what dirty emails I'll get sent next. Yeah. Wild. Thank you, Vicky.
We will keep doing it weekly until we give ourselves a week off next week.
Exactly.
Might as well throw that in now.
Well, some of us might have to go on holiday for a birthday.
Yes, indeed. Exactly. So forgive us, listeners. We will have a week off.
Yes, but only a week.
Yes, so just so you know. This next email comes from Richard, our anonymous jingle man.
What is making that noise?
It's a squeaking sound, and I'm getting blamed for it, and I'm not making squeaky sound.
It's a squeaky sound. It's
move
squeaky.
The chair. No.
No, it's over there.
It's
the flight case.
Right, go on. Okay.
Richard, our anonymous jingle man, has sent us an email as well. And it says, someone just sent this to me. I don't know if you've seen it before. I think we have, but it's still funny. And it's somebody giving a chat to a TV camera crew. And again, their name caption has appeared on the screen. And their name is...
No way. Piece of shite.
Oh, you kidding me.
Oh, my God. It's Peace, P-E-A-C-E, and then her surname is E-S-H-I-E-T. Piece of shite.
Piece of shite.
Piece of shite.
You're nothing but a piece of shite.
I know I am. Quite frankly, I'm proud of it.
It's on the driving licence.
Peace. That is a nice first name.
It is a nice first name, quite right.
John Lennon were to have a daughter, that's what he would have called
her. And he would have given her a chance.
Yeah.
So this next one. Hello, fabulous people. I'm hungover, can't get Pornhub to load, and have caught up with all your wonderful podcasts. So what else would I do with myself now but browse the internet for smut? I found this location signposted, instantly thought that could well be a haunted place. Send in most haunted. I wouldn't mind having a poke about there poke about inside there myself. The motivation. And it's one of those brown tourist signs that you see on streets. Mm. And it's pointing in the direction of
London Anal Museum. Oh my God. Obviously a word has come
canal,
off there.
Canal, isn't it? It's probably Canal Museum.
London Canal Museum. You want to go to the London Canal Museum?
London Anal Museum. Well, actually, I would, to be fair.
What, the Canal Museum?
Well, yeah, I think it's interesting, canals.
You only have to give my foof a good poking. You don't need to travel far for that.
I haven't got a name on that email
canal
either.
Museum.
Here's one canal for you to read out from Scott Mara in Hickory, NC. Which state is that? NC.
NC, where's NC?
No, it's America, is it somewhere in the States?
North Carolina.
NC. Is it North Carolina?
Is it North Carolina? How lovely.
I used to live there, you see.
High
point, North Carolina.
You could read this in a North Carolina accent.
Dear Yvette, Glenith, Kyle, the Mothers and the Woof-Woofs. Even though it's been quite a long time since you read my shit joke about Helen Keller, which made Mary chuckle, but was received with tremendous disapproval from Yvette, I had to share this with you all, especially Yvette, because she's a children's author, you know. I don't know if any of the other fellow listeners submitted this in the past, but I came across, and don't ask me how, some rather questionable but hilarious titles for published children's books from these particular authors. The authors are Bimisi Tayanita, Indian with a feather and not a dot.
Oh, Bimisi Tayanita. I think, remember we featured one called Brenda's Beaver Needs a Shave?
Yes.
It's the same author, and here are other genuine real titles from that author. Would you like to see them?
Oh, okay. Oh, I see what it's. Right, yes, pass them
there
to
you
me.
There you go, read through some
so
of those.
So these are from Bimisi Tayanita.
Yeah,
sorry.
It's easy for you to say.
My God. So. Jiggy Wiggle, Jiggy Wiggle, Tickle Pickle.
Jiggle Wiggle.
Peter pitched a tent.
Did he now?
And then put Tony's nuts in your mouth.
What an interesting book. And there's one more here for you to check out. Okay. Big title there. What's it called?
Big title. Lucy Lickalotopus Goes Down South. Oh my God. And there's a picture of a van with everybody in it, and there's all these women in this van, and there's a guy, a hunky guy, driving it, and he's winking. He's just got a wink. He's just
Lucy
winking.
Lickalotopus.
Yeah.
Wow. Goes down south.
Is there any more, or shall I carry
that's
on?
That's it, yeah.
Okay, so the about the authors explains the reasoning behind these titles. The titles are hilarious and a bit awkward considering they're on sale at Amazon. Hope you guys get a good chuckle from them. Link to bio and cover art included below. On another note, I'm over the moon that you've switched to a weekly podcast. Picture me working in the produce department, putting cucumbers out on display while listening to Word to the Mothers. And the customers are looking at me like I need to be put away. Thank you forever and always with such infectious laughter, and may you all stay safe, bright and happy for us. We need this during these times. Love and light to you all, Scott Mara from Hickory, NC.
Excellent.
Thank you so much, Scott. That's really made our day.
This email comes from Vicky Collins. Says, hi to all the crazy lovable gang. Looks over shoulder to see who he's talking to.
Yes, who is she talking about?
Who is she talking to? This podcast is the best thing I've ever listened to. Working in a busy GP practice, this podcast... I hope you're not a receptionist.
Oh, God. Oh. Yeah, but I bet you're a nice receptionist.
Yeah, one of the nice ones.
Yeah, because there are nice ones out there.
We're doing some great backpedalling there, don't you think?
Yeah, did you like that?
Yeah. GP practice, this podcast helps more than you know, although my colleagues must think I'm absolutely nuts, laughing and crying in the corner. Here are some jokes for you, better than Glenn's. What did the penis say to the condom?
What?
Cover me, I'm going in.
That's good.
It's made the mothers laugh. So we know where their heads are at.
What's the difference between a light bulb and a pregnant woman? Mm. You can unscrew a light bulb.
My God.
I saw this advert in a window that said television for sale, £1, volume stuck on full. I thought at that price I can't turn it down. It's a Tim Vine joke, that. Thanks again for the amazing podcast. So happy I have found it, and I've been a fan of Most Haunted for ages. Vicky Collins, here's my number. If you ever lose my mind, then you need to call me. I don't think we will be doing after those jokes.
But thank you.
Vicky, what you can't see is Yvette's face.
Yeah, she's resting her chin in her hand.
And why?
She does when Glenn does a joke.
Why do people feel the need to send us shit jokes? Why? You know I hate them. Why? Please don't do it anymore.
Keep them coming.
No! They're funny to you. They're funny to you and Agnes.
No!
Is that what I just did?
It's Agnes and Angela's word definitions in Mums and Words.
I know it's time for a game of Words to Your Mothers.
Yay.
If you recall what we had last week, which was a Dirty Yvette.
Yes. What's it? Is it Dirty Glenn?
It's Dirty Glenn.
Yes.
So, Dirty Glenn, yes.
Right,
you can give
the
context for the mothers, and I'll move this mic so we can hear them.
Okay, so the context is, he was balls deep and he gave her a Dirty Glenn.
He was balls deep and he gave her a Dirty Glenn.
I actually feel sick.
Really?
Is it fried...
I'm interested to see where this is going.
I'm
just saying anything.
You started now, since you finished.
Yeah. She was balls deep. He was balls deep.
So he gave her a dirty
glen. A dirty glen.
Really?
Yeah. You don't have to give the answer out, we can leave listeners guessing on this one.
No, I think we need to put that in the misery. Okay.
Well, I'm not reading that out. Oh, my God.
Oh, when you expect us to come in?
No, I'm going to ask you to read it out.
Oh, God. Can't think of what it could be.
We'll just have to guess. Come on. He was balls deep and he gave her a dirty glen.
He gave her a dirty glen. But how can he be balls deep?
Why?
Be in the water. Will he be in the water?
What do you mean? In the water?
Nothing on and he's in the water.
No, it's nothing to do with water, Mum. Well, it could be, but no. No, but you look at your face. You know exactly what that means.
Don't play naive.
You don't know what balls deep mean.
When you were being bent over the banister, conceiving Yvette, Alan was balls deep into you.
Or something
so deep. He was so deep, his balls stopped him going any deeper in you.
Oh, I know where you're going now.
So did Alan.
Right. Oh, he made a choke. That's made him a choke.
Oh, my God, how big was he?
Yeah. Well, he was balls deep. He has to be pretty deep. Isn't he? That's what I can do. Balls deep. They must have been given a one and he choked her.
It's like they have accidental sex things, don't they? Where they get strangled but they die.
All oh, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What
are you talking about?
And that's supposed to turn you on.
I'm excited.
What do you think balls deep means, Agnes? Say what I said.
I don't really
I'm done
know.
With it.
Oh.
I think
well, come on, Taylor's gone.
Well, you've got to read it.
It's, hey, Angela.
We'll read it together. Underneath dirt here. Under see Dirty Glen.
There you are.
Just God, read it.
Dirty glasses.
I know. Go on. A sexual act. Oh, I can't see. A sexual act. A dirty. Just a minute.
This is very important.
Why don't you just get these glasses?
Here.
Oh.
Right.
Paper.
Oh,
I'll tell you what. Come on, Agnes. Let's get this sorted.
Take a minute.
There's somebody choking.
Sexual act. A dirty Glen is the act of eating Mentos.
Mentos.
And spitting in the crack of your partner while being fully inserted. He was balls deep. Oh, see, look, there's a picture. Yeah. He was balls deep and he gave her a dirty Glen. Yeah. Now, read it again. A dirty Glen is the act. Now, he's eating a Mento. And then he's spitting
in the crack of your partner while being fully inserted.
Ah, well, how can you do that? Because her crack's round the other end.
Well, yeah.
So
that's
how can
that's
he
not
spit
right.
it in?
That's rubbish,
right.
That.
Rubbish.
Listen, don't knock it till you've tried it.
Oh, my God.
Has anyone got any mint?
It's just I didn't even know what that was. I just thought that was a Mento. I thought that was a spelling mistake or something.
But it is because it says
Mentos. It says Mentos, so it's Mentos, isn't it?
Oh, right, OK. Well, there you go. Now you know what a dirty Glen is.
There
you dirty Glen, you.
Yeah, but at least your breath is fresh.
Well, exactly, that's the important thing.
Oh, my God.
And so is the rainers.
Yeah, but you can't... spit it in because it's the other way around.
Well, let's not worry about the complications.
I don't understand it either. No, but I don't understand that.
Asshole.
Yeah, but she's the wrong way around.
No, she's not. Do you remember when you were bent over the banisters?
Yeah.
You can see, yeah, well, your arse is bent and he's looking. He's balls deep in your vagina.
He's at the front.
Huh?
Look at the picture.
Yeah, but don't look at the picture, because a picture is just a graphic interpretation of what might not be right and might not be wrong. You could just be there, the arsehole's there, and in there while you're
oh, right. Well,
you
this
could,
subject has taken an unexpected
still,
dominance
oh
of the
God,
podcast.
I feel quite
front,
sick.
Just
I've come over all funny.
It on the
with Mentos.
As it's going in and out. And maybe it
all
pushes
right.
it all in.
All right.
Your veg hole.
Oh, Agnes, you're looking a bit excited there.
Oh, God,
don't you know you should use polos instead?
Or airwaves chewing gum.
Or extra strong Menti.
Or fisherman's friends.
Right, it's time for a game, everybody, of What's That Noise?
What's that noise? What's that noise? What's that noise? What's that noise? What's that noise? What's that noise? Tell us the answers, girls and boys.
Yay!
Yeah. That was done with enthusiasm.
It was. So, we have three more guesses for our new sound. And remember last week we had Claire over there in Western Supermare.
Claire over there in Western Supermare.
She's back again like a renegade master. Claire over there in Western Supermare says, hello, one. Shut up, you two. Hello. Hello. Thought I'd have another go at guessing the mystery sound, seeing as my previous guess was wrong. Is it you using a squeegee on your windows outside?
Very good.
Let's have a listen to the sound.
Yes.
What do we think?
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Claire, over there in Western Supermare.
Sorry, Claire.
Ginny in Isleworth says, hello there, you cheeky chaps and chapesses.
Yes.
That's you lot. Let's see if I can solve your new noise. Are you washing any of your dogs in an outdoor dog bath?
Carl wasn't in the bath, were you, that
no,
night? No, no, it's a no.
The noise is me giving Yvette a dirty Glen.
Oh! my God.
Minty
gross.
Fresh. Baz in Newcastle upon Tyne says, I think I've solved all the new mysteries sound like, you know. Could it be the trudging along a muddy lawn after heavy rain?
That is very, very wrong.
Oh, I thought it was right then.
No.
Well, three wrong guesses. Keep them coming in. You need to email us, please.
What is the address, Agnes?
Hello at anytimepodcast.com.
Yes! She's only bloody gone and done it.
She's only
bloody gone and done it.
Hello at anytimepodcast.com.
I can hear the sound of a lovely little car coming up the driveway.
Oh, how exciting. My favourite part of the podcast. I'm not ashamed to say, but it is.
Last week we left you perplexed and sexually frustrated. Oh, was that just me? It was. Oh, sorry. We join our married crime fighters in their Love Nest Trust Cottage. Their guests, Pam Ayres and George Smoothie, left together in the middle of the night. Before going, Pam telephoned the police and confessed to pulling the trigger of the gun placed up Dickie's orange bottom. With Miss Tarpley and Dr. Driscoll in the clear and a nice compensation packet, we join them having their first row.
But, my love, you said that I could. You can't change your mind just as I'm about to put it in.
It's the principle of the thing. I've never done that sort of thing before, and I'm sure as Philip Schofield is gay, I'm certainly not about to do it now.
I can't believe it, madam. A promise is a promise. No matter what, I should have known you'd regain on your words. One glass of creme de menthe, and you'll say anything. You're nothing but a tease.
Watch it.
A big, fat tease.
Will you watch it? Well, I deduce that you're nothing but a liar. You spend more time in that cold laboratory and mortuary than you do with me. And while I'm on the subject, why do you always come home smelling of roast pork?
Don't change the subject, woman! You just won't give it up, will you? Are you telling me that you won't let Mr. Morris drive it home through the back doors?
Mr. Morris can go back where he came from. And no, I'm not unlocking those back doors for anyone. Don't you understand me?
Damn and blasted woman. Steady the buffs. Calm your wobbly head. I'll confess it now, but I'm rather relieved. Mr. Morris is rather choked up at the moment. Too much lead, I fear. Never mind that, my love. I'll just drive the new car through the back street and get in that way.
Well, we really are hitting the skids with the writing this week. Never mind, let's stick with it and see what shite our detectives get up to next week. Although I did find it rather amusing. Mr. Morris, anyone would believe that they were really talking about his new car, sis!
He was!
Yes!
Well, those two, their adventures just get more and more, don't they?
I know.
Incredible.
I love them. Do you enjoy them, both of you? The Miss Tarpley and Dr. Driscoll?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Highlight of your day.
Who? Have you been asleep during the whole thing?
Well, I was otherwise engaged. You just called me in.
Were you caught short on the loo again?
No, not at all.
Well, she's got a taste for those men's toilets. She goes out seeking for some more. What's, I know. What can you see? Oh, my phone's ringing.
Oh.
It's Reg. I wonder why he'd not turned up.
What's he saying? Answer.
Okay. Hello? It's Reg, he's rambling.
No.
He thinks he's phoned his mum.
Is it the police station?
Yeah, it sounds like a police station.
Oh my God, he's been arrested.
I wasn't drunk, but they found me in a field. I went through, off the road, I went through like a little farmer's field, and I'm in there and I've had a drink, and all they found me...
He's crashed his car?
Don't say anything yet.
I was naked, mum. Naked with Diddy on my lap. He was stuck there, he couldn't get off. I kept trying to push him off, but he couldn't get off, and he was going, trying to get off, and trying to get on again, and I was trying to push him. He wouldn't get off.
There's the devil in me. Let him keep rambling.
I wasn't having sex with him. I wasn't forcing to do nothing, and he wasn't forcing me to do nothing. And neither are we lovers. It was just him. He was on my lap, and I was pushing him on. I had his cheeks in my hands, and I was pushing up, mum. And I was straining for spare me to be there and spare me. me, I sent spare me, come spare me, spare me, come and help me, spare me, spare me, and I needed a drink, but the police come, and when the police come, they said to me, you're drunk, Mr. Cogger, they said, and I said, I wasn't drunk, Mr. Cogger, I'm not, that's Mr. Cogger to you, but they were calling me Mr. Cogger in the first place, so really I had no reason to say that, but I said it anyway, because I was angry, because I was drunk, I was only drunk after I'd had the crash, because I went off the road, something went out of me, it was like a deer, it was like a badger, it was like a squirrel, it was like a rat, it was like a mouse, it was like a tiger, an elephant, it was something, and then I was in there, and they come on shining tight, a torch in my mouth, not in my mouth, in my eyes, that was in my eyes, because I was just, Diddy was on me, and I don't know, I was just having a drink out of his shoe.
Reg, help me, Mum. It's not your mum, you phoned the podcast.
Oh, fuck.
He's actually in prison.
Oh, my God.
God, how much trouble is he going to be in?
Well, sounds to me like if anything, I mean, you don't know, he's drunk, isn't he? He was naked, drunk, in a field, and it sounds to me like he was doing rude things with Diddy.
Yeah, that could easily happen in a crash. Especially when you've got one leg shorter than the other.
Wow.
What do you think, ladies? Do you think he's...
Oh, I've just gobsmacked.
Do you think it was a driving lesson gone wrong?
No, I think he's had a bit
no,
too...
No, Diddy wouldn't teach him how to drive.
Oh,
no.
Wow, OK.
He's obviously gone... taken the wheel himself after a bit to drink, and he's crashed into a field, and it's all gone a bit wrong, hasn't
it?
Oh
dear, oh well, dear.
I wonder how Diddy is.
Oh. Well, yeah, I hope Diddy's
did
okay.
Did he say also. He drank out of a shoe?
He did, didn't he?
Yeah.
I drank out of a champagne shoe. Thing. Oh my God, I would
that was
have
a tall drink, I guess.
Feel like a yard of ale,
yeah. Yeah. I would love to have seen that.
Oh, well, I'm sure there'll be pictures in the press.
Oh my God.
Imagine.
Keep your eyes peeled, people around the world,
being
for any images
news.
Of Reg Corker in Stoke come awry.
Well, I think that's a bombshell leaves us to the end of your birthday podcast.
It certainly does. Fielding. And what a birthday podcast I have had. Many thank you. And if anybody wants
many
to get...
Many thank you.
Many thank you. My God.
How much wine have you had?
I don't know. Not enough. Many thank you to... Many thanks. Again! Lots and lots of love to all of you. And thank you so very much for listening. Please keep listening. And please keep in touch with us. So send your emails to...
hello@anytimepodcast.com.
Yes! Yeah. Well done. Keep just in case coming. You missed it, it's helloatanytimepodcast.com.
Helloatanytimepodcast.com.
We want more of your answers for the secret sound, the mystery sound. What's yeah. that noise?
Yes, well done.
And of course, most importantly, more of your brilliant emails as well. And we're going to take a well-earned week off, I hope you don't mind.
No, we're just because I'm celebrating my birthday.
Absolutely. So all there right. we are. We'll catch you a week on Thursday.
Week on Thursday.
Cheerio.
Bye-bye. Yvette and Glenn.
Planning on traveling this summer? Make saving at the pump part of your plans with 2x the fuel points from Harris Teeter. It's easy. Download your eVic coupon, and for every dollar you spend with your Vic card, you'll get 2 fuel points. That's up to $1 per gallon on quality fuel at participating BP and Harris Teeter fuel centers. Download your eVic coupon today and save money at the pump all summer long with eVic and Harris Teeter fuel points.
If you have bills and debt piling up, a personal loan through NetCredit can provide funding up to $10,000 to help you get back on track if eligible. Visit NetCredit.com today. All NetCredit loans and lines of credit are offered by a member of the NetCredit family of companies or one of our lending partners. Visit NetCredit.com/partners for more information.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.